So this is Barsana. This is the palace of Srimati Radharani. And she's being, her father, the temple of her father and her mother and her brother is down on the bottom of the hill, the original palace of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. But this temple is being dedicated to the worship of Varali Lal. Varali Lal. Lal means Krishna, very beautiful, tender, sweet, charming young boy. And Varali means a very tender, sweet, and charming young girl. Nitya Kishori Prita Majori. So this is, of course, this is a newly built building. But in this location, this is where Radharani had, was her palace, and she lived here with Vrishabhanu Maharaj. So in some yugas, of course, or in some kalpas, Radharani is actually born here. And there are different pastimes that are told. One pastime, when she was a young lali, young girl, she was playing with all the other sakis, and they were playing house. And sometimes the young girls, they like to play house. So they were down by, there was some Yamuna River flowing here long ago, by Nandagaon and Barsana. And they were playing by the bank of the river. They had some clay balls. And they were making ladus, and made puris, and they made some kachori, and they were joking. All the girls, they were only out of mud. They were making everything out of mud. So it just so happened that Durvasa Muni, great rishi, he was visiting Barsana, and he was coming here to give his darshan to King Vrishabhanu Maharaj. So he, when he was going by down below the hill near the river, then Radharani, all the sakis, they saw the rishi. And they were all young girls. And young girls, when they're like 5, 6 years old, they're very playful. They're always playing and laughing and having a good time. So Radharani said, "Hey, Rishi, Durvasa, we made some nice ladus for you. Please, you take a ladu. At least one or two. They're very nice. Very, very buttery and very sweet. And there's walnuts inside and raisins inside. And they're really, really tasty, mouth-watering." So the Rishi, he was a very loving person. Rishis, they have love for all living entities. Sridam Sarabhutanam, British Arjuna Chishtati. Everyone's his friend. So he said, "Oh, I'm full right now. I just came from a bandara, a big feast. And right now, Lali, I'm a little full right now. But maybe tomorrow I take some ladus." And Radharani was very insistent. She said, No, these are special ladus. You don't know. These are very, very special. This is an ancient, ancient Barsana recipe. It's coming down from my mother, my grandmother, and my great-grandmother. Very special ladu. If you're too much full, then at least you can take one. So the Rishi, he was charmed, as anyone would be. You can imagine if you had Sakshat Darshan of Radharani. Radha Rani ki. So he was captivated. And when you become captivated or enchanted by any object or any person of this material world, then you become Manohar. Manohar. Manohar means your mind gets captivated. And when your mind gets captivated, you can't think straight. You can't figure out how to act. So there's Manohar Krishna, which we've heard about. And he has some reputation also. Some name and fame. But who has heard of Manoharini? Manoharini. Manoharini is Hare. Manoharini is Radha. So we're saying Hare and Krishna, Hare Ram. So this Hare is Manoharini. Manoharini means that Hare, oh Hare, oh Radharani, you are stealing the mind of Krishna. Hare Krishna means Manoharini Krishna. Right? Because Hare means Hari, Hari means thief. So Krishna has the power to steal someone's mind by his beauty, by his pastimes, by his walking, by his dealing, by his speaking, by his love, by his generosity. He can steal one's heart. But Krishna is only a very small amount of enchanting power compared to Radharani. So she's Manoharani. So when Durvasa Muni, he was looking at this lali, the small lali playing in the dirt. He was thinking, his mind was telling him, these girls are playing in the mud. And it's called pretend. They're pretending to cook. They're making nakli. Nakli puris, nakli ladu, everything nakli from mitti, from clay. False puris. Only mud. Mud puris, mud ladu. And his mind is telling, this is only mud. And this girl, she's asking me to eat. This Radharani. My mind is saying, hey, Rishi, just give some excuse and go on. But at the same time, my heart is telling me another message. My heart is giving me another message. Samachar. And my heart is telling me, take a ladu. Just take a ladu, eat it. Like we say sometimes, you know, eat it. So his heart is telling, she's so cute. If this girl, this Lali, if she's so cute, and she's so charming, and she's so attractive, and she's so sweet, then everything she touches must become very sweet. So therefore, if she has made this ladu, it must be very sweet. Because she's so sweet. Madhuri, Madhuri Radha, Madhuri Sham. Madhura, 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 Madhuri, Madhuri, Madhuri. Bhava Mangala Thakur, he's glorifying Krishna as Madhura, 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 Mangalam. But, okay, Dandavat Pranam, Bhava Mangala, he's great. Leela Sukh is so great. But we have to think, if there's Madhuram, there must be Madhuri, Madhuri, Madhuri. Madhuri, 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 Sumangalam. Not Madhura, Madhura, Mangalam. Sumangalam, most auspicious. Krishna is Mangalam, auspicious, but Radharani is topmost auspicious. Radharani ki. So Durvasa Muni's heart is telling him, his heart is telling him, she's so sweet and so cute and so small, and she's offering me this ladu with so much love and devotion. Patram pushpam, and I've studied the Bhagavad Gita, I'm a Muni. And I study the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna's telling in Bhagavad Gita, what does he say? Patram pushpam param toyam yo me bhakti prayachati taram bhakti paritam ashtami prayatatmaha. That Krishna, he eats devotion. Ashtami bhakti. Ashtami bhakti. He eats devotion. Krishna eats bhakti. Krishna eats love. Krishna thrives on love. And Krishna's telling anyone who offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, water, I will eat. This lali lal, she's offering me this ladu, mitika ladu, clay ladu, with so much love. Bhakti, param bhakti prayachati. So my heart is telling me, I can't refuse. I must say yes. Sandravasa Muni, his heart moved his body. Sometimes the mind is moving the body. The mind is moving the body when there's no heart. But when there's heart, then the heart moves the body. Everybody in this world, their body is moving by mind or heart. So heart is moving his body, his hand came out. Yes, give me the... Yeah, yes. Dedo, dedo. Ladu, dedo. Yes, I'll take your ladu. So he took it. He took the ladu from Radharani, then popped it in his mouth. Oh, this is very good. This is very tasty. This is so sweet. You made yourself? Yes, yes. I made myself. My mother taught me this very special recipe. Oh, what did you put in this? What did you put in this ladu? Oh, I put clay. I put Jamuna Jal. and one secret ingredient. Bolo? What is that? And then Radharani said, come, Niche Jao. So then he bent down and she said, Krishna Bhakti. Krishna Bhakti Param Vijayate Ki. Because everything that Radharani does is for Krishna's pleasure. Even when she's 1 year, 2 year, 3 years, 4 years, she's always absorbed in Krishna. She's making a mudlada when she's saying, I'm only practicing now. I'm practicing. Practice. Namaste. Practicing. Yes? I'm only practicing now making ladus out of mud, but when I grow up, I'll make, and I'm offering these to Krishna, these mud ladus, Krishna Bhakti. But when I grow up, I'm going to offer real ladus. Because whatever we're doing now becomes our sadhya. Our sadhana becomes our sadhya. So our mentality, what we're thinking now, our thoughts, our meditation, that is the seed of the tree of perfection. The seed of the tree of perfection is our thoughts, our manana, our thoughts, our meditation. So we think about Nitya Seva of Radharani, we think about Nitya Seva of Krishna, and that is the seed. And then we water the seed by repeatedly thinking and meditating. Yes, I will render this service to Krishna or to Radha. And then that seed grows into a tree, and into a branch, and twig, and then a leaf, and then a flower, then a fowl, a fruit. And that is perfection, Prem Siddhi. So Radharani is thinking, I'm making this clay ladu, but when I grow up, I'm going to offer real ladu to Krishna. Practice makes perfect. So Dravasa Muni, he was very, very happy with this ladu. So then he said, listen, Lali, I am going to give you one benediction. I am going to give you one ashirvad, one blessing. And Radharani, she said, she's thinking, who are you? What can you do for me? But she's very respectful and very kind and open. So she says, yes, yes, Rishi, please. And as soon as he said, I am going to offer you a blessing or benediction, then Radharani thought, yes, the only blessing I want is Krishna's service. So then Dravasa Muni, he said, he put his hand on her like this. He said, listen, Lali, I give you blessing because you're such a good cook. At such a young age, you're making such nice ladus out of mud. So I give you the blessing when you get a little bit older that you will cook so perfectly that whatever you cook will taste like nectar. It'll be like ambrosia. And anyone who eats what you cook, they'll become very vigorous, very strong. And anyone who eats your preparations, they'll never get sick and they'll live a long life. I give you this benediction. So Radharani was very grateful and appreciative. And she kept it to herself. This is a special treasure for me. I keep it in my heart. This is a special treasure for me. I keep in my heart. But as you know, girls do tell things. And there are other suckies that were witnessing. They were hearing that benediction and seeing this Leela between Dravasa and Radharani. They started telling, oh, Dravasa gave Radharani special blessing. And it went all around the village of Barsana. And it went to Nandagram. And then it went to Yavat. And then it went to Chiksoli. And then this news spread to Moscow. No. It didn't. And then when Mother Yashoda in Nandagram, she heard the news that Brishabhanu's daughter, Brishabhanu Nandini, she had a special power to cook. She immediately desired that Radharani would cook for Krishna. So she made some arrangements to meet with Kirtida. And Brishabhanu said, please, can your daughter come to Nandagram can your daughter come to Nandagram every day and cook for my son, my Lala? And of course, Vrishabhano and Kirtita, they said, certainly, she'll come every morning. So from that time on, Radharani was cooking every morning, the breakfast in Prabhat, or sometimes called Pratak or Prabhat Leela, Prabhat or Pratak Leela, from 6 o'clock in the morning until 8:36 in the morning. About 7 o'clock, Radharani comes, leaves here, she goes to Nandagram, and she cooks Krishna's breakfast. And then one day, Yashoda was seeing how happy Krishna feels after he eats some prasad or bhoga from Radharani's hand, and how effulgent he's looking and how healthy he's looking. Because when Yashoda and Rohini were cooking for Krishna before this, Krishna would just play with his food, and he would put on Sridham's plate or stew ball, and because that was like temple prasadam. And he was waiting for home cooking. He wanted to go home to his village in Bengal and eat his mother's cooking. Or he wanted to go back to Bihar in the village and get some nice rotis and some fresh palak and have some nice home cooking from his mother. So Krishna was waiting for the day, when will Radharani come to Nandagram and cook my breakfast? So Yashoda noticed the vast difference between when she was cooking an offering and then Radharani was cooking an offering. So Yashoda was so much appreciating, so happy with the service being rendered by Radharani. And Radharani was growing up now. She was becoming like 8, 9 years old. And Mother Yashoda was thinking, my son Kaniya is becoming very restless. And he's always looking this way and that way. He doesn't seem to have any interest in his food. And he has no interest in playing with his toys anymore. I think it's time we arrange for his marriage. You understand? So now who should I try to marry my Krishna to? My Lala. Huh? Oh, of course. Radharani. So then one day when Radharani was in the kitchen, she was making some dal, she was cooking some dal, and she was putting some haldi inside, some turmeric. Turmeric. Yashoda ran in the kitchen. She said, oh, Lali. Oh, or what would she say? Oh, Beta. Beta? Oh, Beta. Beta? Beti. Oh, Beti. Lali's a girl. Now this is a specific girl. Daughter. Oh, Beti. But Beti means my daughter. My daughter. She said, oh, Beti. Listen. I have to tell you something. I can't. My heart is jumping for so many days. I can't keep it within myself. I'm so excited. I'm not sleeping at night. I'm thinking all night long. I'm thinking Radhe, 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 Radhe. I can't sleep because every time I try to sleep, I see this beautiful picture in my mind. I see you sitting on an asan. And next to you on the asan, I see my Lala. And there's one homakun, there's one yagyashala, one yagyakun there. And there's some Brahmins sitting there. And they're saying, swaha, swaha, swaha. And they're chanting the vivaha mantras, vivaha yagya, marriage mantras. This picture keeps coming in my mind. So I can't restrain myself anymore. I want you to marry my son. And then Yashoda took, because Radharani is putting haldi, turmeric in the dal, so Yashoda grabbed that haldi, and she mixed it with some water, and she took Radharani's hands, and she rubbed this turmeric all over her palms. Because in this Vedic culture, in the Hindu Vedic culture, original spiritual culture, when at the time of betrothal, when a girl is going to be offered as the bride to some boy, then her hands will be painted yellow with this turmeric. They'll be yellow color. It's like a sign. It's one of the rites or rituals of marriage, preliminary marriage, like confirmation. So then Radharani was saying, Hare, what to do? So she went, okay, very nice, and whatever. So then Yashoda left the kitchen, and all the sakis gathered around Radharani. Oh, Radhe, Shakira, what's going to happen? What will you do now? She said, I don't know. I'm in a terrible mess. I'm in a terrible fix. And then immediately, Brindadevi, she ran off to see Yogamaya. Brindadevi went to see Yogamaya, and Yogamaya was born in Masima. She was doing some tapa meditation. Purnamasima. Hey, Purnamasi, hey, Jao, Saki, Radhe Radhe, Uto, Hare Krishna, Hari Bol. So then she said, yes, yes, what's the news? So this very terrible bad news has happened. It's a very dark day for the village. Very, very bad news. This is a terrible thing. This is very, very bad news. Oh. Brindadevi, what is this bad news? What happened? Oh, I can hardly tell you. The thing is, Yashoda has made an arrangement to marry Radharani to Krishna. And to confirm that, she's rubbed turmeric all over Radharani's hands. And her hands are totally yellow. And now she's going to, very soon, she's leaving Nandagram. She's going to go back to Barsana. And then a Brishabana or father will see it, and then that's it, the marriage is underway. Purnamasi said, oh my God! We have to stop this immediately! This can never ever happen! We can never let Radharani marry Krishna! This will ruin everything! The whole Brajalila will come to an end, that's it, I have no job! And you have no job either. Brindadevi and Purnamasi have no job. So usually when it's your interest, then you put some energy into it. So Purnamasi said, listen. So Purnamasi, she whispered in Brindadevi's ear what she should do. She said, listen. Brindadevi, when Radharani leaves Nandagaon, with all the Sakhi Samaj, and she's returning to Barsanawali. There's one kund there. There's one lake, Sarovara, kund. And when they're walking, don't say anything, just you walk along, and as soon as you get near that kund, you should say, oh, Radharani, I'm very thirsty. Aren't you thirsty? And of course you'll be thirsty. And you say, let's go drink some water from this kund. So then when you get to that kund, you say, oh, Radharani, you know, oh, you can't drink water. You can't drink water when your hands are all yellow. You better wash your hands. Take some mitti. Here's some clay. You can't drink your water with all this turmeric on your hands. You better wash it off. Oh, Brindadevi, that's a good idea. So Brindadevi gives her the clay. Radharani is washing her hands with clay and the water from this kund. And when she did that, the entire kund turned yellow. And that kund is just across from this parvat, this mountain. It's called Pili Pukur. Pili means yellow. Yellow lake. Pili Pukur Damaki. So that marriage never happened. Because if it did, then we wouldn't be here today. Radha Rani Ki. This is a nice pastime about an astrologer. How many devotees in the audience are astrologers? Lady, if you're a lady or a man astrologer, raise your hand. Nobody. Well, this is a story about Krishna. And guess who else? Who else? This is a story about Krishna and who else? Radharani. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Bolo Barsane Wadi ki jai jai jai. Bolo Barsane Wadi ki jai jai jai. Jorse. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Bolo Barsane Wali ki jai jai jai. Jai jai jai. Bolo Barsane Wali ki jai jai jai. Barsane Wali ki jai jai jai. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radharani ki jai, Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe.
Jai Jai Shri Radhe.
Shri Radha Rani ki jai. Giriraj Dharani ki jai. Radha Giridhari ki. This is a story about an astrologer who had the good luck of saving Radharani. Rescuing or saving Radharani. I have to read because I just collected it. I don't know it by heart. One time, like so many times, Radharani made a beautiful Vaijanti garland for Krishna. Vaijanti mala, 5 different kinds of wild flowers. So Radharani gave it to Vishakha Sakhi, and she said, "Hey Sakhi Jao, take this garland and give it to Shamsundar." And Shamsundar, he was in the pasturing grounds at all the gopas. It was like 11 o'clock in the morning. 10 o'clock. But when Vishakha got there to the goshta, to the pasturing grounds, when Krishna was with all the coward boys and all the cows were sleeping under some banyan trees, she saw that Krishna was very busy playing with the boys. So Vishakha couldn't catch Krishna's attention to offer him the garland that Radharani had made. So then she took the mala, the Vaijanti mala, and she hung it in a branch of a tree. But in trees, you know, crows usually live in the trees. So one crow picked up that garland and flew away with the garland. He picked up the garland. The crow picked up the garland and flew away. Where did he go? He went down towards Govardhan. And he flew over a place called Gauri Kund. And he got tired of carrying this garland, so he dropped it. He let go, he dropped it. That garland fell into Gauri, beside Gauri Kund, it fell into some kunja. It fell in some trees and bushes there. And it just so happens, sitting in that kunja was a sakhi named Padma Sakhi. Padma. So Padma Sakhi, she, as Lalita Sakhi is to Radharani, Padma Sakhi is to Chandravali. So Padma Sakhi picked up the garland that the crow dropped and gave it to Chandravali. And then, and everyone knew who made that garland. Chandravali very proudly put that garland around her neck. And she collected all of her sakis and said, "Let's walk to Radhakund." So Chandravali and Padma and Shaibya, That's Vishakha. Vishakha is Shaibya. Shaibya is Chandravali's Vishakha. So they were walking together on each side of Chandravali, and Chandravali was walking like this. With his Vaijayanti mala, like, and proudly showing off her Vaijayanti mala, And what do you know, what a coincidence it was. Coincidence. You don't know the Russian word. By chance, Chandravali bumped into one sakhi. And do you have any idea the name of that sakhi?
Radharani.
What was the name of that sakhi? No. No. Radha. Chandravali met Radha. Boo, boo. This Chandravali is Congress I. Congress I party. And Chandravali is Janata Dal. Main party is Radharani, Vrindavaneshwari. And she's the runner-up. She's the runner-up party. She's the number two party. So Chandravali met Radharani with, and Chandravali showing her garland. And then Chandravali looked straight at Radharani. Chandravali looked at Radharani's face and she said, "Krishna gave me this garland." And Radharani went, she didn't say anything. Radharani became so angry that she decided to commit suicide. She was thinking, Shamsundar gave his garland, Shamsundar gave his Vaijayanti garland to Chandravali? How is this possible? What is going on in this Braj? Are the demons taking over Vrindavan? Am I not Vrindavaneshwari? Am I not the ruler of this entire kingdom? Who is this Chandravali? She's like a flea. No, flea. Flea means little bug in the dog, you know. Flea. Chandravali is like a ant. You know, ant, chanti, a little bug. A fly. Who is this Chandravali? She's like a fly? This is it. I can't live in Braj anymore. If Vrindavan has become so degraded and Vrindavan has become so fallen and so bad that Krishna gives his Vaijayanti garland to Chandravali, then I don't want to live in Vrindavan anymore. You can give Vishakha, you can give my crown and give it to Chandravali. I'm not Vrindavaneshri anymore. Look, I'm finished. Krishna heard the news. So what did he do? He disguised himself as a yogi astrologer. Yogi. Not yoga, yogi. In other words, he was like a vairagi. He was very, very austere and Rudraksha beads and deer skin and all these things. Jata, this long hair like this, kind of all stuck up with stickers and everything like this. Sticker bird, you know, all stickers from the bushes all stuck inside. And then he had a din din drum, damru, ta 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 ta, like Shiva, you know, Shiva ta 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 ta. It's called din din, din din drum or damru. So then he came to the Barsana. He came here, and Vishakha met him, and she said, "Kaun hai? Who are you?" I said, I am a yogi, astrologer. And I have heard that there's some lady here that's going to commit suicide. And Vishakha said, yes. It's our Swamini. Our Swamini is going to commit suicide. So then the yogi astrologer, he said, "Oh, Sakhi, since I'm an astrologer, may I meet with this Sakhi who's going to commit suicide, because I want to tell her what her future life will be. Because I know, I am Trikala Gyan. I know past, present, and future. So okay, she's going to commit suicide, but I want to tell her about her next birth. What her next birth will be. Okay, she commits suicide, fine. But I can, because then she'll think, oh, okay, my life now is not worth living, so I'll commit suicide. But when I tell her about her future life, she'll be so excited. So suicide will be, okay, fine, next life, very good. When I tell her about her future life, she won't worry about suicide because it's very good future. So then the Vishakha, she asked the yogi astrologer, Do you know the story about the garland? Do you know the story about the flower garland that Chandravali got? And then the astrologer says, because Vishakha was a little bewildered, Vishakha went to give the to review the story. Radharani made a garland. She gave it to Vishakha. She told Vishakha to give the garland to Krishna. Vishakha hung it on the branch of a tree. Krishna was busy playing with his friends. That's all Vishakha knows, right? So Vishakha says, you're a big astrologer. Do you know the story of this garland that ended up with Chandravali? You follow? You with me? So then the astrologer says, yes, yes, I know the story. So then Vishakha says, yes, come in. I want you to meet my Swamini. So then the yogi astrologer went inside, and Vishakha introduced the yogi astrologer to Radharani and said, this astrologer is going to tell you about your future life, but I think you should hear from him. There's a story about this garland. Because you saw Krishna's garland on Chandravali, because of that, you're so angry you're going to commit suicide. But this yogi astrologer, he knows the past, present, and future, so he wants to tell you something about that garland. So then, Radharani sits down, and the astrologer tells the story. That yes, your Sakhi Vishakha bought this garland to the pasturing ground. She left it on a tree. A crow came and picked up the garland and flew, and the garland fell down, and Padma picked it up. Padma gave it to Chandravali. So Krishna didn't give your garland. This is the yogi astrologer telling. Listen, Lali. Listen, Sakhi, Radha. Krishna didn't give his Vaijayanti garland to Chandravali. And then when Radharani heard that story, when Radharani heard the truth, the actual truth behind the garland, she became very happy. Oh, really? That's how it happened? Yes, that's how it happened. Certainly. Do you doubt my abilities? No, Yogi Raj.
No, Yogi Raj, whatever you say is true. I'm so happy, and I don't want to commit suicide. Oh, Yogi Raj, since you're so powerful, can you use some mantras? Can you chant some mantras? Because do you know tantric? Do you know tantric? Yes, I know tantric. Can you chant some mantras? Can you bring Krishna here right now? He said, yes. Now just close your eyes. Close your eyes and count to 10. Everyone close your eyes. 1, 2. So then Yogi Raj went inside that room. And he took off his Rudraksha beads. He took off his wig, his Jata wig. And he took off his deer skin. He put on his Pitambara, his yellow dhoti. And he got his Vamshi. And then Radharani said, 8, 9. And then before she got to 10, Krishna put his hands on her eyes. And said, guess who? Guess who? And then Radharani, as soon as she felt Krishna's touch, she said, Shyam! And then they embraced, and there was a happy ending. Radharani ki! Radha Krishna Leela ki jai, Barsanadam ki jai.